On the evening of Friday, December 14th, folk singing legend Pete Seeger and singer-actor Harry Belafonte hosted a concert at New York City's Beacon Theater titled Bring Leonard Peltier Home in 2012. Peltier, a Native American activist and a member of the American Indian Movement, was arrested after two FBI agents, Jack Kohler and Ronald Williams, were killed in a 1975 shootout on the Pine Ridge Lakota Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. Despite a case that Peltier's supporters maintain was riddled with lies and corruption, the activist was convicted of aiding and abetting in the murders of the FBI agents and sentenced to two consecutive life terms. Leonard Peltier has been in prison for 37 years, and because he's now in failing health, his friends fear he may soon die there. The benefit concert, which included music, poetry, and discussion of his case, was organized to urge President Obama to free the ailing American Indian prisoner before Christmas. Among those appearing at the event were musicians Bruce Coburn and Jackson Brown, and actors Danny Glover and Peter Coyote. The concert took place just hours after the massacre of 20 children and 6 teachers at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. That prompted many of the performers to talk about the carnage, including filmmaker Michael Moore, who won an Academy Award for his documentary Bowling for Columbine about the 1999 mass shooting at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus attended the concert and recorded Moore's remarks about the Newtown, Connecticut massacre and America's culture of violence, which are presented here.
Earlier today, a crazy man went to an elementary school and attacked 22 children in China. A few hours before Connecticut, an elementary school was attacked in China by an insane man, and 22 children were his victims. But all he had was a knife. Total number of dead in the Chinese elementary school? Zero. I hope you don't mind, but I'd like to just say a few words about what happened today, because I've been concerned about this issue for a long time. Yes, we need more gun control. Yes, we need free mental health services in this country. But I really believe that even if we had better gun control laws and better mental health, that we would still be the sort of sick and twisted, violent people that we've been for hundreds of years. That is something that's just in our craw, just in our DNA. And to get that out of our DNA is going to take a lot more than passing a bill in Albany or D.C. That's not going to do it. And you know, other countries, I mean, they have their crazy people, and they have people, they've been shootings and killings in Norway and France and in Germany. But there haven't been 61 mass killings like there have been in this country just since Columbine. 61 mass shootings in this country. I like to say that I sort of agree with the NRA when they say guns don't kill people, people kill people, except I would just modify that a bit to say guns don't kill people, Americans kill people. Because that's what we do. We invade countries, we send drones in to kill civilians. We've got 5 wars going on right now where our soldiers are killing people. I mean, 5 that we know of. We are on the short list of illustrious countries who have the death penalty. We believe it's okay to kill you when you've committed a crime. And then we have all the other forms of violence in this country that we don't really call violence, but they are acts of violence. When you make sure that 50 million people don't have health insurance in your country, and that according to the congressional study that was done, 44,000 people a year die in America for the simple reason that they don't have health insurance, that's a form of murder. That murder is being committed by the insurance companies. When you evict millions of people from their homes, that's an act of violence. That's called a home invasion. people are in prison in this country. I can't believe we're just standing blocks away from the biggest criminal operation that this country has ever seen, right down that street. And not one of them has gone to prison for what they've done. When you've eliminated so many millions of jobs, when you've ruined communities like mine in Flint, Michigan, you have killed people. Because having seen firsthand the effects of these corporate decisions, the alcoholism, the drug abuse, divorce, suicide, all the social problems that go along with this act of violence, but we don't call it violence, and no one's ever arrested for it. I think it's a real shame, and frankly, as an American, this is not how I want to be remembered.
That was filmmaker, author, and activist Michael Moore, whose documentary film Bowling for Columbine won an Academy Award in 2002. Special thanks to Lorna Tucker for additional audio recording for this segment. For more commentary and analysis about gun violence in America, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.